Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you for this program today, and we give you praise and honor for it. We uplift the name of Jesus, and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, Gloria.
Hey, you look sharp today in
your
blue
sweetheart.
Shirt.
Amen.
Blue eyes, blue shirt, blue cup.
Today's message, choosing to believe the love that God has for you. This is big, particularly when you're under a lot of pressure. In fact, I got up out of bed last night. I had a high pressure day yesterday that wasn't any fun at all. And I finally got up out of bed, got my Bible and turned to these very scriptures to believe that love. I believe, I trust your love for me. I trust your love in the name of Jesus. Pray you choose to believe what the Word says.
Amen.
Particularly when you don't want to and there's just an oppression of Satan about you. Well, just slam him with the Word of God. Praise God.
That's right.
Developing a lifestyle of love. God is love. God is love is God is love. Amen. Put the Word of God in your eyes and your ears to get it down inside your spirit. Amen. In fact, that's what this ministry is all about. But I want you to know, we don't just get on here and teach and preach about it. We have to do it at home. This is a lifestyle. This is not a teach one thing and do all this other. No, this is a lifestyle. Amen. We make a declaration of faith together. Put the Word of God, the love of God, the Word of love, first place in your life. Praise God. So get your Bible. Don't forget to get the downloads, kcm.org/download. Amen. Amen. Glory. And I'll be back in just a moment. Open it to the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. And it's going to have to dawn on you that this book is not a book about somebody. This book is somebody. John 17. And I want you to look at the 23rd verse. Jesus himself is praying right before he went to the cross. Oh, wait a minute. Back up. Read the 20th verse. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Now, either directly or indirectly, everybody in this room, everybody online, everybody that's born again came to Jesus either directly or indirectly through the people that were sitting in that room. Amen. So he was praying this for you and me. I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. The first time I ever saw that, I had just only a few days before enrolled in Oral Roberts University. I'd never read that in my life. I'd never seen anything like that. When I found it, I had just a few days before just found out the power of agreement. And I said, Jesus prayed this prayer. I'm going through here. I'm going to set myself in agreement with everything he prayed.
And I found that 20th verse, you know, that he'd prayed for me, and I knew he prayed in faith, so I'm going to agree with it. And I got going down through there, and I got to choking on some of the things that he said. And I came down to that one. What? You mean to tell me that God loves me as much as he does Jesus? I said it out loud. I said, if this was not written in red, I couldn't believe this. I didn't know anything about new creature. I'd never heard that. I was just an old sinner saved by grace. I'd heard that a lot. I was raised in a Baptist church, and everybody said that. That sounded all right to me. I didn't know the difference. But I got to looking at that. He said that. The Son of the Living God said that. I can't stand here and say that that's not true for me. I have to agree with that because Jesus, my Savior, said that out of his own mouth, and he was praying when he said it. And I was shaking all over. I was really afraid to say it. I didn't know anything about faith at that time. Oh, a little. Not much. I was afraid to say that. And I'm walking around my little room there, but I had the book right up here with me, and I said, well, here goes. I'm going to say it. I want to thank you, Father. Oh, my goodness. I want to thank you. Oh. God loves me just as much as he loved Jesus. And I'm telling you, I was trembling. But oh, my spirit rose up on the inside of me and took a big, long drink of that. I'm telling you, it thrilled me on the inside. And I just kept saying it. I just kept walking around that room. God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. God loves me. Stupid, ignorant, dumb me. God loves me. And I found out later I wasn't stupid. I got the mind of Christ. Amen. But I didn't know anything about the new birth. I didn't know I was a new creature. And I just kept saying it. God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. God loves me. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, before that day was over with, it got to me. It got to me. I got so thrilled, I didn't want to say anything else. God loves Kenneth. And man, of course, the next thing I did, I come running in there to Gloria. I said, Gloria, look at this. God loves us. She said, ooh. It was so real and so good. But you need to do that. You need to hear yourself say it. And you need to put your eyes on that, and you say it because Jesus prayed it, not because you feel one way or another. And you choose to believe it. Now, I want to talk to you about that part of it there just for a moment. You believe it in your heart, and you say it with your mouth. We know that, Mark 11, 23 and 24. While I'm talking about this, look at the 13th chapter of John's Gospel. You're right there close. We were, this was a while, just a short time, before, well, some time before we went to Tulsa and enrolled at ORU. So, It was just absolutely strictly the Lord that led me this day to do what I did. I had every symptom of the flu in my body. I mean, my hair hurt. I mean, I'm hurting all over. I drove Gloria to the cleaners, and I'm sitting out there in front while she went into the cleaners to get done whatever she was doing. And I was sitting there and I thought, you know, I believe I'm going to let her drive home. I'm so sick. I just don't believe I'm going to be able to drive. And my Bible was laying there in the seat next to me. And I had opened it up, 1 Peter 2:24. And I'm telling you, I knew so little about this. And I picked it up. Now, the Spirit of the Lord was leading me here, because at this time, I had no teaching at all from this standpoint. I had a little, but not like what we're talking about now. And I just said it out loud. I just propped the Bible up there on the steering wheel, and I put my finger on that verse of Scripture. I picked that Bible up and held it up and put my finger on 1 Peter 2:24. I said out loud, I read it, Himself bore my sins in His own body on the tree, that I, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes I was healed. I said out loud, Lord, I choose to believe this. Well, I certainly wouldn't say it because I felt healed. I felt everything but healed. But I said, I choose to believe this. Read it again. I choose to believe this. About that time, Gloria walked out. By the time she got in the car, I was feeling well enough to drive. I mean, it had been probably, maybe 10 minutes at the most. And like I said, I mean, you know, I'm a scriptural illiterate, James. I didn't know nothing about what I was doing here, but I was being led by the Spirit of God. And I said, again, I choose to believe that. And I told that to Gloria, and I said, Gloria, I choose to believe that. She said, okay. I drove us home. By the time I got home, I'm feeling pretty good. And I thought, you know, I believe I can eat a little supper here. And I went to bed. I wasn't 100%, but I woke up the next morning, and I'm telling you, every symptom was gone. Now, what happened? I chose to believe that whether I felt like it or not. Amen. And that is the foundation that all faith rests upon. Let every man be a liar, but God is truth. Amen. What He said in that book is the truth. Amen. Well, how can I say I'm healed when it's obvious I'm sick? Obvious to whom? Well, Brother Copeland, I mean, it's, you know, look at this. Now, if I was to say I was healed, I'd be lying about it. It's not true. That's not true. I've got this thing right here. No, you're the one lying. No, I'm not lying. Yeah, you're lying. You are lying. Because what's on your arm is not truth. Amen. It's a fact, but it's not the truth. Amen. The truth is 1 Peter 2:24. The truth is Isaiah 53. Amen. That's the truth about that. And if you choose to believe the truth will change that fact. Amen. Now, it becomes more and more powerful and more powerful the more you become aware that you're believing love. See, you start to say, I believe in God. No. You're believing God. You're believing love. And for you to have the idea that God wants you to keep that thing on your arm another 6 months is a lie from hell. Don't you ever even let yourself think about that. I want to ask you one question. Did Jesus ever tell anybody, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or did any of the apostles ever tell anybody in the book of Acts or the rest of the New Testament, now you're going to have to keep this for another little while?
No.
It is not in there. And if it was the will of God, there would be an example of it in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John or Acts. And if it isn't in there, it isn't in there. Amen. So don't make that up. It's a lot harder to make that up if you're saying, love wanted me to stay sick for a while. You can say God and, man, you know, maybe kind of be callous to it. But you get to start saying, love wants me sick? That ain't gonna work. This is the reason it's so important to renew your thinking, renew your mind. To the fact that God is love. And love is God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, just a little bit more here. I told you to look in the 13th chapter of John. Say, God loves me.
God loves me.
I believe it in my heart. And I say it with my mouth.
God loves me.
Gave himself for me.
God loves Kenneth.
Hallelujah. John 13:23. I tell you, I love this. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Now I want you to notice what John is doing here. He's not bragging on himself. John was there when Jesus preached Mark 11:23-24. He was there. He was the only one that didn't run out on Jesus. Something going on here. He outlived all the rest of them. The apostle of love. They tried more than once to kill him. The records show that they boiled him in oil. What they would do, they'd put somebody in a boiling cauldron and then with a grappling hook reach in there and just pull their bones out and all the flesh just fall off of the bones. Those are really nice people back in those days, you understand? This was a long time before political correctness. And it wasn't a figure of speech when he said they're going to boil you in oil. And they did that with John and put the hook down in there and he came out whole. Well, see, that's the same miracle as the Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. It is the same miracle. Same thing. You couldn't get to him. Now, I want you to notice what the man is doing now. There was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He was talking about the one that would betray him. Now get the picture. John there was leaning on Jesus' bosom. The one that Jesus loved. He had faith that Jesus loved him. This is the same man that wrote, we have known and believed the love that God has to us. He started this before Jesus ever went to the cross. He believed that. He believed that he loved him. Now, get the picture. Peter didn't come up to Jesus and say, sir, who is it? He was afraid of him. So where did he go? He went to John and said, ask him. Ask him. Come on, man, ask him who it is. John said, you ask. I ain't gonna ask him. You his favorite. And John said, yeah, that's me. You got that right. Now see, all the time, he's not bragging on himself. He's confessing it with his mouth. I'm the one that Jesus loves. He loves me. He had known and believed the love. Can you see that? There was an intimacy there, and Jesus answered him. All right. Now then, let's go over to the 19th chapter. And I want you to look at the 26th verse. 19, 26, verse 25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. Amen. I'm by the Spirit of God, I'm endeavoring to impress on you and me the importance of renewing our mind that God is love and He loves me.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.